But yeah, useless talent, babies.
Bro.
Fuck.
Wait, what is this, yo? The da-da-dee-dee-da-da-ta. Oh, we're going. What's up, fam? Espresso Podcast, Shot 311. I'm your girlfriend, Benny, who's 33 years old and has no idea how to do his taxes. Will he ever? We don't know. Hey, can we talk real quick? But first, upcoming stand-up comedy shows. Hartford, tonight, Funny Bone. We all... Kiss, 8 o'clock. See you there. Get your tickies in the description of the podcast below if you have it. Omaha, May 1st. Syracuse, May 30th. And Columbus, right after that, June 13th. Dates. We're going to add a few too. Arizona, San Diego. Watch out. Mommy might be coming to town. Just saying. Get your tickies. BenedictPolizzi.com/shows. Hey, lovers and liars. Tonight on the CW, peep it. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I don't know how they do it. I don't know why there's so many different times, but it's on the CW. Watch it live on cable if you have the CW. If you don't, download the CW app. It's free the next day. But check it, because it's got good reviews. People are going crazy for it, and it's a hot show. The girls are carrying, and I'm scared, but it's a hot show. And everybody's like, have you seen the whole thing? I have no idea what's going to happen. So every single episode, I'm watching it like this. Like it's a scary movie with like a pillow in front of my face. And tell your homies to join the Patreon. $5 a month. Get every other Espresso podcast and a live stream at the end of the week. It's a Ask Me Anything free-for-all live stream. So jump in there with all your, any question ever. If it's about hair transplants, if it's about are you going to die from getting 2 spray tans a week? If it's about lovers and liars, like behind the scenes, what'd you really think? Like the breakdowns of the episodes, it's all during the live stream every Sunday night on my Patreon. Join down there in the description of the pod. And all merch at BenedictMerch.com. I mean, we got it all there, dude. We got the Taha Fuck. We got the Benedict Pump cover. We got the Feeling Glonky merch. Everything's in there. We got the Damn Girl hoodies coming soon. BenedictMerch.com for all of that. But finally, the Espresso quick question of the week. What's your completely useless talent? Gosh, dude. How come every talent I have is so useless? What am I good at? Honestly, I know when gunshots are going to happen in songs. I'm really good at predicting them. Like, there's going to be, hold on, just wait. Like, God damn it, I love them. I can see puddles really well. I mean, dude, it's just... And I know you're like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, that's got to be the lamest 2 talents of all time. They are, but like, I'm telling you, if there's a song coming on and like we're halfway through the song and I throw up a little finger gun and it in the song goes, you're going to be like, how did he make this song? And if we're walking through a parking lot after it just rained and I grab you and you're like, what are you doing? I'm like, yo. If you weren't with me right now, your socks would be all wet. Like, that's just how it goes down. Those are my talent. I don't know. All right. I don't know. That's just what I'm good at. But let's hear yours. What are your completely useless hidden talents? Let's talk.
End of psychic. I have a fifth sense. It's like I have ESPN or something, but my breasts can always tell when it's going to rain. Well, they can tell when it's raining.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. There's always so many people that are like, mate, when I know when it's going to rain because my wrists hurt. The mom that knows it's going to rain all the time because their shins hurt. Like, all right. I don't know if I'm buying it. I know when it's going to rain, too, when it's cloudy and the leaves turn. Like, yeah, everybody knows when it's going to rain. My boobies are talking to me. There's never been one time in the history of my life, okay, maybe like 5 times in my entire life where I'm like, oh shit, it's raining right now. You know, like, was that rain? That's happened to me like, okay, maybe 50 times. But every other time I'm like, yeah, it's going to rain. I got that fifth sense. I got ESPN. Let's keep going.
I can tell fuck boys from a mile off.
I can tell a fuck boy from a mile off.
I can tell fuck boys from a mile off.
All right. Okay. What about fuck girls? Because I'm going to need your help with that. I think everybody deep down is kind of an F boy. I wonder what she thinks I am. Because I'm not really, man. I'm not. Like, I look like it, but I don't have that dog in me. I got that dog in me, but it's a little fucking, it's a little white fluffy dog with like black crust in its eyes. I think the F boys give it away because they're trying to, you know, you see a dangly earring and a tattoo and like one of those neck tattoos with like a real thin cross. I'm like, bro, come on. Completely useless hidden talents. Keep going. We got a lot.
I can write my name frontwards and backwards at the same time. I can write anything frontwards and backwards at the same time.
No.
I'm a witch.
All right, now that's a talent. Because I can't even, like, you know when you're facing a mirror and there's a mirror behind you, bro? I can't even figure that out. Like, people are like, I can cut my own hair. I'm like, dude, you're honestly one of the most talented people I've ever been around in my life. Like, I'm so bad at that. Writing, dude, I can't even, you know when you have to digitally sign something, like a document, and like email to somebody? It might take me 42 times to sign that. Because I'm like, oh my God, who wrote this? A fifth grader? You can write frontwards and backwards. Ew. My handwriting just frontwards, bro. I got to have the right, everything's got to be, the stars have to be aligned. I have to have the right notebook. I have to be like on the right surface because I can mess up everything. You tell me you can write frontwards and backwards at the same time, my head would explode. But how'd you figure that out, bro? You had to be so bored.
Hi, Eggs Benedict. I can put both of my feet behind my head at the same time for no other reason other than to ruin my spine, I guess.
You know what? I think I put my leg behind my head when I was a kid, and I did it in front of my family, and they're all really impressed. And I was like, wow, that's it. That's the talent. Okay. It's murder on the dance floor. God, so you're just naturally flexible? But can you put both behind your head and roll down a hill like that? That is like the first thing I remember seeing like during a talent show is like some girl like put her leg behind her head and the whole crowd was like, ah! And then she'd like put her whole body through a tennis racket and you're like, all right. Never mind. Completely useless hidden. That's not too useless. Yeah, what's the point of putting both legs behind your... Well, we all envisioned that and knew what I was going to say next, but not too useless. If you know what I mean, you could put both legs back there and really loosen up your lower back. Oh, God.
Bro, I can completely useless talent. I mean, it is definitely useless, but I can snap my fingers so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I will, like, my cat will just be sitting on the chair and, like, just staring out into space, and I will just snap my finger, and the whole house is like, shudders. Yeah. And then the cat just turns around with wide eyes, and his little pupils just go completely small, and they're just freaking out. But, yeah, completely useless. Doesn't do any good. But, yeah, that's my useless talent.
That's pretty good, man. I thought I had a good snap. Oof. I'd like to hear yours, bro. You know what? I can't believe you didn't do it. You're just going to send me... You're all talk. You're just going to send me that and not even... Hey, you ever snap at somebody? Like, you ever like, hey, and you snap at them, and then you're like, oh, I'm such a bitch for that. Like you're used to doing it to your dog. You're like, come here. Hey, come on. Henry, come on. Let's go. And then like somebody's taking too long, like in real life. And you're like, hey, let's go. Oh, I'm so sorry. You try to take your snap back and you're like, no, 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 no. You're a dickhead. You're a dickhead forever. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. It's like, yes, you did. You piece of shit. You got that surround sound snap, dude, and you do it at somebody that hurts deep down. You're like, you think I'm a little fucking puppy, huh? That's a good talent. I don't know if that's useless, bro. You can get some damage done. You ever like in your third grade, like almost said Gwade and you guys all heard it. You ever in like your third grade, like Christmas program and you got, there's a song where you're like, but you're carrying. Like, and everybody's turning their heads kind of like, yeah, I'm the snap guy. I can't sing for shit, but I'm that guy. You need somebody to snap? I'm carrying the snaps. I think I got a pretty good snap, dude. Let's
keep going. My completely useless hidden talent is that I can guess people's glasses prescriptions.
Insane.
I worked at an optical shop for a couple of years, and based on the thickness of your glasses lenses, I can usually figure out what your prescription is, which is completely useless.
Oh, man. Isn't it kind of funny? I always get a little giggle when somebody's like real smart and they think they're all fucking cool and way better than you. And then they like turn their head and their glasses are their lenses this thick. I'm like, okay. All right, smarty pants. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. I think it's so funny. I'm like, how blind are you really? And it's always those real blind ass people. I'm like, I can guess that prescription too. Blind. It's always those real blind ass people that like can't wear contacts. I'm like, dude, can you just wear contact? People that don't wear contacts. I'm like, are you sure? Have you tried? And they're like, yeah, they just don't like agree with my eyes. I'm like, baby, they don't agree with mine either. Are you shitting me? For the first year I had contacts, I was like, ha ha ha. They're stinging and they irritate my eyes for half the day. I was like, I think you're just being a bitch. No, contacts like don't work with me. Like I tried, but like, dude, you know how annoying it is to put glasses on all the time? Actually, you know, contacts and glasses in general. Hey, can we update the stuff? Update the stuff on another episode of Update It. LASIK surgery, everybody. Like, it should be like getting your license. I don't know, man. And I've been that guy that has two different prescriptions, like one for my right eye, one for my left eye. Doesn't matter. I'll always switch them up. I think my eyes are completely even now because, like, I've switched my left to my right and my right to my left so many times. The amount of times my right contact has been in my left eye, my eyes are like, fuck it, he's an idiot. We'll just be even. I've actually my eyes have trained themselves to be the same because I'm just so dumb. Can guess glasses prescriptions. Bro, you were probably baller when you worked at that optical shop. Didn't even need to look at the chart. I don't know. I have no idea. That's a big like girl thing. I have no idea what my prescription is. Like if you have to ask a girl, like what's your contact prescription? She'll be like negative 25, negative 28. I have no idea what mine is. I'm just like, I don't know. I just, the ones that say L, I put in my left eye. The ones that say R, I put in my right eye. Then I switch them up because I don't know. Because I like lose them and shit. Dudes don't know. Dudes don't be knowing. We don't know the facts, baby.
Completely useless hidden talent. I don't know if Ben's going to appreciate this one as much as maybe some others.
Hey, the voice on this cat.
But if you were in middle school and you could bang out some legit pencil / pen tricks or flips, like where you've got it and you spin it around your hand and catch it.
Ooh.
My secret hidden talent is I could do any and every of those back then and still today. Somebody would show it to me. I'm like, wait, how'd you do that? And they do it one more time. And it's bam. Just had the unbelievable understanding of the aerodynamic nature of those writing utensils and would just dominate those.
That's sexy. That's low key middle school Riz. Just saying. Low key. Are you rizzing up, dude? That one kid, which kid? That kid that can like flip his pencil around. You know what I mean? Like he was that kid. Respect, dog. You were getting honeys with that number two. You have a mechanical joint. Hey, that's my pencil. And you're just like playing keep away, but you're like flipping it throughout your fingers. It's always been a skill that I've wanted, but I've never tried to have it. You know, I'm always like, damn, you know, when drummers are like, I'm like, ah, damn, that little between their fingers before they started. That shit is hard. And he was just doing that in math class. It was like he's reloading his like brain. Like when he's about to write a paragraph, he's like, then starts, oh, bro, you're, I don't know if that's useless, dude. My dog out here in seventh grade just getting chickies with the Bic mechanical. Good for you. At first, I thought he was going to say the pencil tapping on the desk. I had a couple homies that knew how to do that. They weren't great. But I was kind of like, what is that? It gave me big time like, how do people just know how to do that, you know? Like when I was in middle school and people were pencil tapping, I was like, oh, that just must be like a my school thing. That must be like him, like a, his thing. But like, it turns out that there's like, that was like a big deal. Like there's people on TikTok now that are like, and I'm like, everybody knew how to pencil tap? And like that little S in school, remember that S everybody drew? I was just like, oh, cool. That's like something that my school knows how to do. Like, that's cool. Like, no one else knows, you know? Like, I told my cousin was like, I've never seen that. I was like, oh, it's just my school. Now it's like the number one symbol of all time. Let's
get going. I can tell when my husband has to poo by how his farts smell.
Oh man, that's I don't think I ever want to know anybody that well. You know what? I've got a different one. This just triggered my brain. I've got a different talent I didn't tell you guys about. You can tell when your husband has to poo by how his fart smells. That's insane. I wonder what his like his don't have to poop fart smell like. This is such a crazy thing to talk about. Just on a Thursday talking about this. Like, nah, it doesn't have to poop. But then does it get, yeah, it probably gets real like, whoa. I hate it when people call me out for that. Like, you ever just rip around somebody and they're like, bro, you sure you don't have to shit? I'm like, I think I would know. I hate that, bro. Nothing pisses me off more than that. Bro, you better like check your pants. I'm like, dog, I know how I fart. Like, what? Don't act like you know how I fart more than me. Crazy. You think you are? My hidden talent that I didn't tell you guys about. If I'm around somebody, something, like a landmark, you know, things that have like certain smells, my shit will smell like that. It is the weirdest thing. Please let me know if anyone else has this. But if I'm like in a lake all day, that like, you know, lakes have like different smells, like, eh. I'll go home, take a shower, and go to the bathroom, and my shit will smell like that lake. I'm like, did I just Did lake water just fly out of my ass? Or if I'm around somebody, you know how people have certain smells? Like I will, like I'll, and I'm like, that smells like her. I don't know what's going on. Did I just absorb? Or like your buddy's house smells like, you know, it just has a smell. It's not bad. It's not good, dude. When I get home, smells like Craig's. I don't know. If anybody else has that, what is that? Let's keep going.
I own a duck farm, and I can tell that by their quacks, which one's sick and which one is not, or which one is horny, or which one is overly used, what? To say it the least.
Wait, what was the last thing she said?
Is overly used, to say it the least.
What is that word?
Which one is overly used?
Overly used?
To say it the least.
Oh, okay, I get it. I don't know, I'm kind of pervy, so I think I know what you mean, but maybe not. So what you're saying is you speak duck. When they're horny, when they're sick, and when they're overly used. Wow. I've never seen a duck mate before, and I kind of don't want to. I feel like ducks are the most innocent, nice creatures ever. So what are they making, or like in, you know, by your neighborhood pond? They all sound the same to me. Like you're just, you horny, big dog? They're all just hungry as shit. Hidden talent. Can tell when ducks are horny. God damn, a duck farm though, huh? We got a long one. I love you, burpee boy. Oh, whoa.
Okay, completely useless hidden talent.
Can't wait.
Isn't actually totally useless, but I know how to lucid dream.
Oh.
And before you and everyone listening says, oh, I know how to do that too. Oh my God, I do that too.
Love it.
Hold on. I've never met anyone in my entire living, 30 plus years.
People do say that all the time. Oh yeah, I can like lucid dream. Hey, shut up.
Who knows how to do this? So I think people get confused about what lucid dreaming actually is. So I'm just going to explain it.
I sound like
a jackass.
I love this.
But lucid dreaming is when you're in a dream and suddenly you realize that you are dreaming whilst in a dream. And you're like, hold.
She pulled out the whilst. She knows what she's talking about. I've done that in a dream before. I've been like, oh shit, I'm dreaming right now. But then the rest of the dream is kind of lame. The dream loses its magic.
Holy shit. I'm dreaming. What do I want to do? Who've I've been meaning to punch in the face?
Ooh.
Who do I kind of want to make out with?
Nice.
You could do whatever your brain can conjure up. I mean, I could literally be like Ryan Gosling appear in front of me. And
no way.
Just like magic, he's there.
Shut up.
And I could be like, you want to make out?
No.
And however he responds is usually in my favor in the dream. Like, I can't explain how fun it is. I could be like, bring me to the top of a building and I'm going to sprint off and fly in the air like Superman and actually feel what it feels like to fly.
Oh, my God.
I can be like, hey, bring up my worst enemy.
No.
And let me punch them in the face.
Stop it.
Hey, that old man over there, let me go pants him.
That's a light.
Like, you could do the most ridiculous things, anything you've been meaning to do. Drawback, though, your body gets so excited once it realizes that it's lucid dreaming because it's like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? What kind of destruction are we going to create?
Damn.
That it usually wakes you up, like, within a minute. So you got to get it out, like, real quick, whatever it is you're wanting.
Dude, is that the biggest life hack of all time? Hold on, there's more.
Also, it's me again. There's ways that you can promote lucid dreaming if you're wanting to try it. Not everyone can do it, but there are like techniques because once you do it, you're going to want to do it all the time because it's magical. But people have like these bracelets that they wear that'll vibrate throughout the day. Like every, I don't know, like every hour, like the bracelet would be like, and just vibrate so that you get in the habit, like while you're conscious, to be like, oh, I'm wearing a bracelet for lucid dreaming. It just vibrated, right? Okay, fine. And then when you're sleeping and when you're dreaming, it's going to vibrate and you're going to look at your wrist and be like, wait, am I dreaming right now or is this reality? And you might be like, oh my God, I'm dreaming. Here we go. Or a lot of times, sometimes you're in a dream and you're like, wait, is this a dream or is this reality? Like, I don't want to fuck this up, right? Like, we can't mix this up because sometimes it's hard in the dream to know. So another trick, you look at your hand and your hand will always be distorted if you're in a dream. I don't know why. I don't know the science.
It's AI.
But I always look down at my hand and it'll be like, I'll have six fingers instead of five. And I'll be like, okay, perfect. I'm dreaming. Voop. And I run off and do whatever I want to do. Or I'll look at my hand and like all of my fingers are like worms or they're like octopuses. Like, ew, is that a word? Sorry. They're octopuses. But your hand will be effed up in some way. And you're like, okay, dream confirmation. Let me go do what I need to do. Let me get some things off the old chest. All right. If any listeners, if any of your listeners do lucid dream, like, let's meet up. Let's have some fun. Let's, like, go fly together. I mean, I can talk to no one about this. It's so useless.
Oh. I love you. Thank you for the voice message. That was so... I feel like I'm dreaming right now. I don't think I'd be a good candidate for lucid dreaming. Because I'd confuse my dream for real life, and I'd blow somebody's head off with a shotgun just, like, on a Thursday. Oh my God, my bad. Police show up. I thought I was lucid dreaming. So you meet up and what's the lucid dream community up to? I feel like I want to know how many people have killed me, run over me with a car in their lucid dream. Bro, that would not be good for me. Damn, dude. Dude, I'm so lame. My lucid dream would just be like me eating a ton of food. What'd you lucid dream about? Did you kill somebody? Did you have sex? Huh? Nah, dude, I just ate as much food as I could. It's actually my dream to eat and not get full. Who's lucid dreaming though? Maybe that's a question of the week next week. What was your insane lucid dream? What was the insane thing you did? What'd you do? What'd you have to get off your chest?
Testing. The Kardashian has a crimson crucifix. The Kardashian has a crimson crucifix. Testing. All right, it works. My useless hidden talent is that I'm really good at the game Crossy Road. It's basically a modern version of Frogger where you're, you know, trying to get through traffic and... you're trying to get over lakes without dying. And there's not much of a purpose. You don't even get anything in the game. Like, I'll win the level for that day on the whole game. And they don't give you anything for it. You don't get, like, you know, some all-time ranking in the game.
Yeah.
They won't shout me out on social media. I've been harassing them for a while now. There's no purpose for this. Like any other dumb skill, like there's at least some use, like fantasy football. Like technically I could make money off of it, or, you know, spelling. Like, I mean, I can't make money off of it, but it's good to know how to spell. So you don't look like a fucking dummy. Crossy Road. I mean, I guess it's good for extreme jaywalking. Like, hey, you want to go to this crosswalk and not die? Nah. I've been preparing for this, dude. Watch me.
Crossy.
Yeah, watch me as I dodge traffic.
Oh, jeez. Hey, don't get rammed.
Later.
Crossy Road. Bro, I haven't played a game on my phone in so goddamn long. I'm kind of scared to step back into it because I don't want to turn into like iPad kid, you know? iPad kid at the restaurant, and you're just like, ugh, your kid's so fucking nerdy, you know? Ugh, big ass weird green headphones on, big iPad, big green case on it. Mom! Ew. Crossy road. I will say, I don't want to say it, actually. I was going to say I'm good at crossing the street, but, dude, knowing me, I'll say this and get just put in the next week by a fucking Nissan Altima. Yeah, that's what I always kind of thought about video games. Like, Crossy Road's probably a phone game, it sounds like. But like video games, when my friends would play video games all the time, I'd be like, why are you even doing it if you can't make money? I know that's like such a guy like fucking thing. If you can't make money, why are you doing it? Just for fun? But it's just kind of like, damn, dog. Like, you don't get anything out of that? Just playing your friends in video games? Not a talent of mine. Any video game. I'm trash, bro. I'm so trash. Like, I honestly think maybe that's next week's question. What are you the worst at for no reason? Bro, I am so bad at Mario Kart. And it's always every single girl ever is like, let's play Mario Kart. Why are girls so good at Mario Kart? Girls so good at Mario Kart. Girls so bad at actually driving. But for real, why are girls so good at every girl I've ever played in Mario Kart just whooping my lapping me? And I'm so bad, dude. I can't even turn. I turn, I'm off the map. Every time, sixth place. The race is already finished. That's the drive of shame right there. You're trying to finish on Mario Kart and the girl you're playing is just watching you because she's been done for 25 minutes. It's like, okay, now turn. Ew, you're so bad at this. Dude, I'll give a girl an ick quick playing Mario Kart. Go ahead, play me. I'll admit it too. I'm like, yo, I'm trash at this game. And they're like, okay. But then like it happens, bro. I'm really bad at... What are you bad at? That's so funny. We're doing that next week. What are you fucking trash at? Beer pong. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He's so bad at beer pong. Never been good. Played beer pong this year for the first time in a long time. Didn't hit one cup. And just pretending that I have been hitting cups the whole time. Like just hoping the other team doesn't like think like, damn, dog, you haven't like realized like, damn, you haven't hit one. So bad.
I don't know if this counts or not, but I have exactly 1,427 books in my home office library. And I don't know if you consider this a talent or it's just because I'm autistic, but without being in the room, I could tell you the exact location of any book in the collection. Like I can tell you which shelf it's on, how many books in from the left or which row it's in.
No.
The exact like latitude and longitude.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding. I hate math. But yeah, I could tell you the exact location of any book there. But this is completely useless because this skill does not translate to anything in real life. Like, I actually don't know where anything else is. I misplace stuff all the time. So, yeah, and it's not even useful to me because I have eyes. So if I need to find a book, I just go look for it. So I don't know. Just I don't know if you consider that a talent or not, but either way, it's just completely useless.
Don't know where my sock is, but I can tell you where the Sorcerer's Stone is. 1,427 books in my home office. 1,427 books in my home office library. Bro, we are not the same. Home, first of all, don't have that. Office? How scared were you to go into like someone else's like family houses? Like, you know, when like you started like going over to people's houses and their dad had an office, I'd be like, ew. Ooh, everything in there feels so weird. Oh, the fact that I'd never be able to work in that office, you know? Yeah, I need an office, honey, to do my work. I'd be in there doing nothing. You have a home office library with 1,427 books. I need to read more. God, I'll never do it. Man, I'll never do it. Why don't you just read a book? Why don't you read a fucking book? Is anyone... I sound like an idiot. I sound stupid. But who's doing that? I feel like people, when they read, are just showing off. Like, unless you're, like, by the pool, you know? You sneak up on somebody reading, it's like, all right, props. But I think when people are in public reading, they're just like, yeah, I do this. I do it. The most reading I do, I guess I'm a writing guy. I'm a writer. All I write are like Instagram comments. Not bad though. Not bad. Some of those guys, the first comment on every TikTok, I'm like, that guy is like literally a genius. I'm just, dude, the fact that you have 1,427 books. And you know where they are? I guess everybody does have their little, like, weird tick. Everybody knows one thing. Like, everybody's a genius about one thing. And for you, it's your library. It's your books. Top left. What's top left, huh? That red one. What's that one? What's my little weird ick, dude? Or tick? I know every uniform in the NBA and the NFL. I know every little detail on every uniform. I can just fucking... I can look at it for 3 seconds and I know everything about it. Is it useless? Yes.
Does queefing on command count as a useless talent?
Do it. Oh, my God. Hey, next time we do this question, bro, you better put on. You better not be all talk. You're not going to squeeze one out on command. I don't believe you. I'm a burp on command guy. I can do it. I don't do it, but I can do it. No, that wasn't bad. That didn't sound like I just like conjured it up in my throat. That kind of sounded legit. But I don't know. I just practiced over and over and over. I was like, how do people just burp? I want to figure it out. And I just did it. You know what a useless talent is? When you can flip your eyelids inside out. I don't know how to do that. I've always been a little too scared. But that is something, like when kids were doing that growing up, I was like, yo, what? How did you figure that out about yourself? And it was always the weirdest kids that like kind of smelled a little bit. You're like, damn. Always a weird kid on the bus, eyelids flipped inside out. You're like, ah! How you guys doing, by the way? People with eyelids that are flipped inside out, how we doing? Are we still alive? Can you still flip them inside out? Is that just like a thing that stops when you're like 13? Like, how are you guys doing? Honestly, honest question. People that can flip their eyelids inside out, what's going on with you? Are you in jail? Is anyone, if you can flip your eyelids inside out, Pixar didn't happen. I've never seen an adult do that.
So my useless talent, having babies. We swallow them or throw myself down a flight of stairs. Kidding, kind of, not really. That's why we have the IUD. But yeah, useless talent, babies.
Bro.
Fuck.
Wait, what is this, yo? Hold on.
So, my useless talent,
having babies.
We swallow them or throw myself down a flight of stairs. Kidding, kind of, not really. That's why we have the IUD. But yeah, useless talent, babies. Fuck.
So she's saying she just gets pregnant all the time? I'm so lost, yo. You just be having babies and like killing them the next day? Oh, shit. I don't know what that means, but is she super like getting pregnant all the time? Isn't it kind of weird? Dude, girls will tell you anything, dog. I swear. I don't even know if that's what she's talking about, but girls will tell you anything. They will just say it all. And I'm like, don't you think you shouldn't say that? Like, you've known me for 5 minutes type shit. Maybe I'm just a very secretive person, but sometimes I'll have a conversation with a girl and she'll tell me how much money she has in her entire bank account, like in the same hour I met her. I'm like, thanks for trusting me so much. Talk to a girl for an hour. I know how much money she has, how many dudes she's had sex with, who she's talking to right now, what her job description is, how much she gets paid, where she lives. I'm like, no wonder you guys are getting like kidnapped and shit. Shh. Sometimes it's outrageous. And they're like, why don't you say anything ever? I'm like, what? Bro, why don't I say anything? It's because you're asking me outrageous questions. Let's keep going.
Hi, my name is Gabby, and I have a really cool hidden talent / party trick. You can literally tell me any celebrity's name, and I can either guess or just know their exact age on the dot. Like, literally. And with some, I can tell you their birthdays.
No.
So, I'm just good. I can just look at a picture of a celebrity or just know the celebrity in my head and tell you their age. So, that is my fun party trick.
Nothing more fun than, like, thinking about a solo dude. I probably did that my whole entire, like, when I was like 25 years old, I just thought about celebrities and looked them up. I was like, how old is that motherfucker? And that's all I would do at work on the clock. I was like, wait, how old is Skip Bayless? Like, you know, you're just like, hold on. You have to know. It's such a fun game. And no matter what age is in your head, the age that pops up on Google, you're like, oh, no way. Dude, people are so young, too. I'll never understand that about, like music artists and rappers sometimes. Imagine doing the shit they're doing. They're like 18. I'm like, bro, I didn't even know how to spell when I was 18. How do people know how to do shit so early in their life? Like, what kind of life did you have where you're just 18 and coming out with like platinum records? You're 18, bro. Did you not have a normal, like, what is your life like when you're just, like, props to them, bro. They got it together when they're 18. Sorry, it took me 30 years to figure out how to do anything, and I'm still bad at it. Like, how are people do? I'll never get that. That is amazing to me. Justin Bieber and shit. Yeah, he got found on YouTube because he was such a good singer. I'm like, bro, I didn't even know how to upload a video on YouTube till like last month. I don't know, bro. Maybe I'm just dumb. Yeah.
So my first hidden talent is that I can bend my thumbs backwards and touch my arm.
And my second one is that my toes are so long that I can use them as like a second pair of hands to pick things up and even open doors.
That's nice. I like, because I got some strong ass feet. I think we could go up against each other. You trying to play footsie? Not in some weird way, but like, I don't really think my feet are agile. Like my toes aren't like, I can't like knit a blanket. I can't crochet a blanket with my toes. But yo, my feet, I could slap you across the face with my feet. Ah! And you'd be like, damn, dog. Like, I feel like I could climb a tree real easy, like just with my feet. I don't know what, bro. I got some strong ass feet. I don't know how it happened either. I'm trying to think, what was I doing when I was growing up? My toes are all jacked up. Definitely can't do anything with my toes because they're all looking the wrong direction. But boy, if we get in a foot fight, maybe it's because I jumped on the trampoline a lot. I know that sounds crazy, but like I did. My whole entire summer, every single year, I was just jumping on a trampoline. Maybe that makes your feet strong. Strong foot, espresso fam. We ride together. Old strong foot.
Hi, Benedict. First of all, so excited to see you back on my TV.
Hey, love you.
I hope you find love. I'll be watching. Second, my useless hidden talent is that I can talk without opening my mouth. It's not like a ventriloquist where I smile and like throw my voice and talk. My mouth has to be closed and my cheeks fill up with air. And it sounds like there's a teeny tiny person inside my mouth. That's it. It's useless. I don't remember how I discovered it. It is really good at impressing drunk people.
But
that's it. Okay. I hope you have a good day. Bye.
I love you, but I cannot believe you didn't do it right there. I was thinking about this when I put this question out. Like, should I say like, and do it if you can on the voice message? But I was like, that's so obvious. Like,
hi, what you doing? Is Mickey?
That's my attempt. I did kind of sound like Mickey Mouse a little bit. I can't do shit with my tongue. I can't do anything, bro. My talents are wacky. All right, three more.
My useless talent is I have good judgment on counting things. So, like, even without, like, looking, I'll just, like, get it. Like, say you have 10 cups. And you need to grab like 10 straws to put them in, I'll just grab 10 straws without even looking, and it'll just be like perfect. Yeah. I've always like evened out, or I don't even know what you would call it, but yeah. Like a couple days ago, I was hanging up my clothes and I just grabbed like a few hangers and it just was the perfect amount of hangers.
No fucking way.
To hang up, like stuff like that. So that's my useless talent.
I'm always grabbing one less and taking 15 more trips and I drop it and I'm like, I gotta take it. Dude, I've never done anything perfect. Ever. Never. And when it happens, I'm like, wow, like what bad thing is gonna happen to me now? Anytime something works out for me, I'm like, yep, well, now I'm gonna get hit by a car. Like, it's just how it is. Shorty's grabbing hangers, dude.
I can do that little Indian whistle that you do with your hands, like the little good, bad, and the ugly.
Do it.
Yeah, that's about all I got.
Yo, that's hard. He did it, bro. Yes! Thank you, dog. Espresso talent show. Espresso useless talent show. I don't know, bro. That little Indian Native American whistle, that kind of I know you were hitting that back in the day. Oh, that she wants is another baby that's going to wow now. I don't think it's too useless, big dog.
My useless hidden talent is that I'm amazing at bowling. Someone please tell me when bowling is going to benefit me in my life.
See, I'm so bad. God, why am I so fucking bad at everything? I just don't care. Like we're going bowling, I'm like, I don't really care about this at all. So I'm not even going to try. And if I tried, I'd be so bad too. I will get a gutter every time. And I kind of look like I'd be good at stuff. So that's why people are like, you suck. I'm like, I know. I'm so bad. There are people that are just so good at bowling. Like literally every single time they'll get a strike. And I'm like, how are you so good at this? Amazing. Amazing. I'm good at badminton. It's my thing. I got one talent. Badminton. I can see puddles in badminton. Man, do not take me bowling. Unless you want to like, you'll look at me different after we go bowling. You'll be like, bro. Like not even close. Last one.
So I have absolutely zero idea how I came to find out that I could do this completely useless secret talent. But for some reason, I'm pretty dang good at making chicken noises.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Okay. Everybody's got a little bit of chicken in them. Nah, mine's kind of whack. She was kind of nailing that though at the end. That little quick one, you know what I'm talking about. Right here. That's some shit I'll hear in the middle of the night, you know? When you're like kind of awake but kind of asleep and you're sitting in your bed and you're like really kind of dozing off. I always hear this. And I'm like, was that a chicken? Or did I just dream that? You know what I'm saying? Dude, that happens every fucking night. I'm like, okay, there's literally, I know I'm going to look to the left and there's going to be a chicken in my kitchen. All right. Wow. Useless hidden talent. Thank you for the voice messages. I love you guys. Bro, but I think some of you shorted yourselves there. You could have queef girl. Where you at? Prove it. All talk. Next time we do useless hidden talent, bro. I want to hear it. So he's creepy. All right. Dear diary. Let's see. I went on the news, KTLA, to promote Lovers and Liars with Nikki Glaser. And I'm so out on news. Every single time I've ever dealt with the news, I used to be an intern at a news to do. They're all just robots.
Oh, yeah.
They're all so I'm like, are you guys even real? Like, does this even matter? Like, you guys don't even have, like, opinions or anything. Bro, I went to KTLA thinking they were the final boss of news robots, because you'd think, right? In Hollywood? Welcome to Hollywood. Bro, they were lit. This made me want to be on the news. These news anchors were like gassing me up. I was like, nice hair, bro. And he's like, yeah, it's all fucking fake. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. Dear diary, I went on the news and the news people were lit. And I forgot how short segments are. A note to self, if you're going on news on a major like network, news station, big market, California, Hollywood, big market news. If you're going on big market news and they ask you if you want to do grooming, which is hair and makeup, say yes. Because your boy just passed it up. They're like, hey, you're going to be on the news on at 8 a.m. KTLA. We'll get you a car or whatever. You have a $500 grooming budget. I was like, okay. All right. Sounds good. What does that even mean? Like, I don't know shit. They're like, it means like you can have somebody like do your hair and makeup for like, and they have like a $500. I'm like, what? All right. I'm good. Like, I don't even know. Like, where are we going to meet up and do this at like 6 a.m.? I don't know. It was so confusing to me. And I was like, I'll pass. Like, I think I'm good. Bro, I looked like shit. I went on the news all like, you know, I think my natural beauty is superior, bro. I looked like trash. I'm around these news anchors that are glowing, hair perfect, tan skin. I'm with Nikki Glaser. She looks beautiful, cheeks tan, eyes just popping off the screen. My pale ass wearing a white button up, hair all like I just got out of bed. Note to self, bro. If you got a budget for hair and makeup, use it. They're probably like, who's this slap dick who just walked on set? Is he going to burp or something? Jesus. Cringe moment of the week. Hey, all right, my living situation is like I live in a back house right now. And there's an upstairs and a downstairs. And they're thinking about moving in the downstairs. So the girl that owns the house is like showing this girl around, like showing the like, okay, so you live down here. Like if that works for you, I'll show you the upstairs unit just so you can get a feel for what it looks like and stuff like that. So I'm in my apartment, the upstairs unit. Homegirl, just two girls just run up in my apartment real quick. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a shirt on. Like most of the day, I don't have a shirt on. It's not because I'm like hot. It's because I'm going to spill food on myself. And like, I don't want to make a shirt smell. Like, so I'm just like not. It's like when you eat food, but you don't use a plate. You're like, I just don't want to wash that later. It's like that kind of thing. But for clothes and for, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, whatever. I'll just not wear a shirt. I don't have a shirt on. I'm all like sitting on my chair. I had no idea this was going to happen. Sitting on my chair with my ass. Oh shit. With my ass in the air. Like the most vulnerable position I've ever been in my life. Shirt off. I look like I'm about to get railed in the middle of the living room. These two girls walk in my apartment. Dude, I just took a big dumpy shit. And I'm like, yo, 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 yo. Like, hear me out. Not now. And she's like, no, just be quick. I'm talking about like, you know, when you smell somebody's shit and you know everything about their entire life. That's how my apartment, like, just like, wow. Like, you know, after you take one, you're like, that was not okay. Like, thank God no one's home. You know what I mean? Like one of those. And then somebody walks in your apartment like 2 minutes later. Bro, there's like streaks in the toilet and stuff. Because I just thought, you know, I'll get it in a minute. Like, I'm not expecting. Bro, okay, and here's here. And here's the bathroom. I'm like. Cringe moment of the week. Give me a warning, bro. And then the worst part of the whole thing, it always has to do with shit with me, cringe moment of the week, because it's so embarrassing. Worst part of the whole thing, they're both walking out. It was a quick thing, and I'm like, wow, oh my God, sorry. Sorry, I didn't know anything. the girl that they're showing the apartment to looks back at me when she's leaving and I was like,
does she know I just took a huge shit? And she's like mocking me?
I was like, yo, I gotta fucking move to Indiana. This is crazy. Oh my God. Why am I always shitting and farting at the wrong time? I tell you, I was, there's this little room. There's like a laser, red light therapy hair treatment I used to do for my hair. Got a hair transplant, was hitting red light therapy hard because I like wanted my hair to grow back super fast because I was getting ready to film F-Boy. So I was like, give me my red light therapy like twice a week. It's this little tiny room. It's like the size of like a almost like porta potty size, a little bigger, like a handicap porta potty, you know, like you got some space in there, but not much at all. I sit down in the red light therapy chair. Can I come in? I can't say no. I can't say no. What am I saying? No, not right now. Who's for what? What am I doing in there? Something. What am I doing in there? Jerking off? I'm like, yeah, come. She doesn't give me 1 second to like debate why she can't come in. Can I come in? Door opens. I'm like, oh my God. This girl is just talking to me eye to eye, trying to explain something to me about my hair care therapy. While both of us in our heads are like, I'm telepathically looking at her like, I'm so sorry. I just like my insides just came out in here because I thought I was going to be alone. And she's looking at me telepathically saying, what'd you do in here? Just light 15 balloons on fire? You fucking gross ass bitch. Take a shit for once in your life. Well, and she's talking like professionally about hair. And I'm just like, and now every time I see her, I'm like the nicest person of all time. Cause I'm like, she knows everything about me. She smelled that. She knows everything about me. And I'm just so nice to her and so funny with her because like, I'm just trying to erase the fact that. Can I come in? Cringe moment of the week. Let's do days and we'll get out of here. Thursday, today, Hartford, kiss the clock. Exercise day. I feel like such a piece of shit if I don't do one exercise every day. Even on an off day, I'm like, God, I feel like it's such a putz. Ew. It's always the answer for everything, too. You ever notice that? You just need to exercise. I don't get how people don't exercise, though, actually. Like, you ever meet somebody that's like, I don't work out. I'm like, so what do you do then? Like, you don't work out at all? I don't work out. I'm like, I mean, there's really? Damn. It's so funny. Like, I looked up the cure for sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis. The condition where you go to sleep, your whole body freezes, but your eyes can look around the room. You can't talk, can't move, paralyzed, but your eyes can look around. And there's a demon in the corner of your room. This is a real thing. Sleep paralysis. Always an evil being in your room somewhere every time you get it. I've gotten it probably 1,000 times. I'm like over it though. And I'm like, what's the cure? Going to church? Like, do I need an exorcism? The cure is you need to exercise more. That's it. Run a couple laps so you don't see the human dog lady at night in the corner of your room. It's amazing. Friday. Clean out your medicine cabinet day. I have so much shit. The amount of times I've moved, like in the past year, dude, I have so much bullshit. And I can't throw any of it away. Like, I moved across the country, and half the shit I moved was like, I couldn't not like waste stuff a little bit, like a box of Q-tips I took from Indiana to California. Cause I was like, why would I throw this away? Damn. Why wouldn't you just throw it away and pay $4 for another box of Q-tips? I'm like, I just don't. Ugh. I clean out my ears very irregularly. Like, I clean out my ears when I see Q-tips. I'm like, oh shit, I better do that. Whew. Boy, today, God knows what was on those things. A different species of COVID could have been on there. I was like, I don't know. We ever clean your ears out so good, you're just like, what the fuck was that? Or you forget for like a week and then you're like, oh, Q-tips exist. Put it in your ear. And you know when it's going to be good too, because when it's in your ear and you're swirling it around, it like feels different. You're like, oh, these don't feel clean. These don't feel clean. I feel like when I use a Q-tip, I take it out of my ear and I could light it on fire and it would just like a sparkler. Clean out your medicine cabinet day. Me always forgetting that you can open up the mirror and there's like shelves behind it and shit. I'm like, oh yeah. Well, it happens in every place I've ever lived in. I'm like, oh yeah, you can open this up. And I open it up and there's nothing on the shelves. And I'm like, why would I put anything there? I'd forget it was all back there. On another episode of He's Stupid, Saturday, 4:20. Happy feeling glonky day. Cheddar fries day. Of course, cheddar fries day is on 4:20. I can't smoke, dude. I can't. Shit gets too real every time I smoke. I smoke, I'm like, I need to quit. I hate it. Maybe there's been one time where I had like, I don't know. Is it? Every time I smoke, it's a different result. Is that because it's different weed? And it's just like random? I don't do it all the time. Dude, I smoke maybe like twice a year on some random shit. Like super like, all right, I guess. Like I'll take a hit. And it's always, I'm always like, this is so much fun. I'm relaxed. It's been fun maybe twice, but every other time I'm like, I can hear the angels screaming right now at me. I don't know. Sunday, chocolate covered cashews day. There's always one of these days that's some bullshit. Chocolate covered cashews. Slap my ass and call me Becky. Chocolate covered cashews by themselves are gas. You don't need to cover those in chocolate. My dad had so many cashews at his house, dude. Sometimes I would drive to his house just to eat the cashews. That's so dumb. But it was like a little incentive. I'd be like, do I want to go to that part of town today? Well, my dad does have those cashews. I could stop by. And they're in like a container like this, so I would just pop the top and drink cashews. Anyway. That's it, fam. What is 311? Shot 311. Useless talents. I love it. Thank you for the voice messages, Wild Pod, bro. Hartford, I'm going to see you tonight. Omaha, I'm coming May 1st. Syracuse, Columbus. We're going to have a jolly old time. We're going to have a gay old time. But I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for the voice message. Thank you for listening. Join the Patreon. Support your boy. Hit the live stream. Watch Lovers and Liars. Get the merch. But for now, I'll talk to you guys next week. All right, fam.